living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
So my guest coming up right now has five secrets from the world's top athletes, and he should know. His name is Dr. Greg Wells. He's a broadcaster, an author, coach, an athlete who has dedicated his career to understanding human performance. He has trained dozens of elite athletes to win medals at world championships, the Commonwealth Games, and even the Olympics. Dr. Wells also serves as the assistant professor of kinesiology at the University of Toronto, where he studies elite sports performance. He's also the author of Super Bodies, Peak Performance Secrets from the World's Best Athletes. Dr. Wells, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thanks, Mike. It's great to be chatting to you.
How did you get started in all this? I know you've trained a lot of what we're calling elite, you know, sport athletes. How did you get started on this? Tell us a little bit about your experience there.
Yeah, it's been a long road. So I used to be a competitive swimmer when I was growing up in high school, and I was really into sports. And then when I was 15 years old, I was down in Florida at a training camp and ended up breaking my neck in the ocean. Yeah, I went through neurosurgery.
I wasn't expecting that, Dr.
Oh, really? Yeah, no, it's just a little side story. I'm fine now. Like, no neurological deficits. Everything's okay. I got through it all right. But
awesome.
That triggered an interest in the human body and how it reacts and how it responds and how we can make it better. And then I went on to do kinesiology in university and then to do a master's and PhD in respiratory physiology and then exercise medicine. And it's just sort of exploded from there. And throughout that entire time, I was, I got back into swimming afterwards, got back sort of into the top 100 in the world, never made the Olympics or anything like that, but went on to coach and work as a sports scientist with the Olympic team, and just constantly been with these incredible athletes throughout my career, and it's been really, really fun and interesting trying to figure out how we can help them to perform at their absolute best and improve their health at the same time.
Nice. Yeah, it's. I think a lot of times the lay population, you know, we know that these amazing athletes have a lot of natural skill. I mean, that's definitely there, but they work their butts off, don't they?
Yeah, you have certain genetics, which can give you the opportunity to be amazing, but then you have to optimize those genetics, and that's the same for every single person. We can all get better. It doesn't matter where you are on the spectrum of, you know, I've been in the cancer ward where a great day is getting up and going for a walk up and down the hallway right through to an Olympic champion who's training 5 hours a day. And everyone can get better. Everyone can improve themselves. Olympians typically will train somewhere in the order of 20 to 30 hours a week of dedicated, focused improvement, and they're doing a whole range of things. They're working on the sports skill, fitness, conditioning, mental skills, and obviously a lot of recovery and regeneration these days.
Yeah, so we titled this segment Five Secrets. So let's talk about that. What are some of the what are those five secrets that you can share with my listeners? And keep in mind, most of my listeners are, you know, everyday people, right, that know they need to get out more, exercise more. So what can you share with them?
Sure. I think the first one, which is a little bit counterintuitive, and they're secrets, but there's nothing that's not accessible to everybody. And if we can all learn from these incredible people. The first one, believe it or not, that we've been working on so much lately is helping athletes to sleep better. When you sleep well, when you get enough sleep, when you're sleeping deeply, the body can recover, it can regenerate, the brain recovers and regenerates. We know that if you sleep well, that you can eat properly the next day. If you don't sleep well, the hormones that regulate your appetite are disrupted and you can't eat properly. And we know that if you sleep well, a hormone called growth hormone is released, and that is a hormone that circulates throughout your body and repairs and regenerates all of your tissues. So sleep, believe it or not, is the foundation for almost everything that we do.
Yeah.
The second thing that we work on is the foundation of all human health and performance, and it's nutrition. If we don't eat properly, there's no chance that these athletes can excel. And I know we say it's a secret, but you know, it's, again, something that's entirely accessible. One of the really important things that we've been working on in the nutritional area lately is something called H equals N over C. Health is equal to your nutrients over your calories. We've been working really hard on trying to figure out how many nutrients we can pack into someone's diet, into someone's daily routine per calorie. So really pushing towards nutrient-dense vegetables and fruits and really high-quality proteins.
Dr. Wells, that's really interesting, and I think that's important because we recognize, you know, as a medical doctor who's treating, you know, the average person, not sport athletes, what we find today is we are overfed but undernourished.
Exactly.
We're eating a bunch of empty calories. So this, I think what you just said is extremely important, and it's recognized by even us old, crazy, conventional medical doctors. You know, even though people think we don't believe in nutrition, we do a little bit.
We're getting there.
We're getting there. We're making some strides, but I think you just hit on something important, that the food needs to be, you know, every calorie counts, doesn't it, with nutrition?
Absolutely, and it's so easy to fill up with empty calories, and you know, when you're exercising more, you can afford to eat a little bit more, unless, of course, you're trying to optimize your body composition and lose body fat. But when the athlete eats really well, everything begins to work better. Their training improves, their body composition improves, their health improves. But another shocking thing, which we've discovered, is that their brain improves as well. When you eat well, you can think better, you can learn better, you can be more creative, which is something that all of your listeners probably have to do at work.
Right. No, absolutely. Okay, so that's sleep and nutrition. Let's go on. We got three more secrets from top.
Sure. The next one is exercise. Obviously, it's what they do, and it's their world. But what we've discovered with exercise is something really interesting. Traditionally, people had, in their training programs, had done, the approach was high volume all the time. Who can train the most? Who can train the hardest for the longest period of time? And over the last 10 years, there's been a significant shift in that, whereby people are trying to replicate world-class performances in practice. Can you train at 100, 110, 120% of your competition intensity, and then come back and recover and regenerate and work out at 40, 50, 60% of your max? It's instead of sort of hammering yourself all the time and seeing who can survive, it's now all about peaking and recovering, peaking and recovering. Again, something that can be applied for all of your audience.
Right.
You don't have to go to the gym and kill yourself every time. You can go, you can do yoga, you can do an easy workout if you're stressed. You can go into the gym and really, you know, hammer yourself if you feel good. And all of that helps. We've discovered that by varying the range of activities that you do, you can still stimulate, in fact, I believe, stimulate even more adaptations in the human body than you've ever been able to do before.
Now when you talk about that peak and kind of recover, you know, cycle, are you also talking about doing different exercises? Like maybe, you know, if you know, at the peak, you know, maybe you're doing more weight training, at the valley of it, at the recovery, maybe it's more aerobic. Is that what you're talking about, or is it just the intensity in general of the same workout?
Exactly. We vary. We call it concurrent training. We vary. We try to train across cardio, strength, speed, and flexibility. Those four areas. Don't get fit, get fast, get strong, and get flexible. And then even within the workout, there'll be times when you're going easy, times when you go really, really fast, times when you recover, and we are just mixing things up as much as possible.
Okay, so Dr. Wells, we have about a minute and a half, so give us the last two secrets here.
Sure, the last thing is sports psychology. We're really working a lot on, quote-unquote, getting into the zone, really helping people to get into that flow state, to concentrate, to focus, to eliminate distractions. We live in the age of distraction. We have social media, text messaging, you know, all sorts of things which impact our attention. And so that's really, really hard for people to train well and to improve themselves if they're constantly being distracted back and forth. And then the final idea that I have for you is the idea of really going after something where you perform at your absolute best. It's great to go out and try to be healthy. I love that. But I really encourage people to pick an event or pick something that they're training for, something that you want to perform at. Because when you're going after that, it's a little bit of that extra motivation that can get you to do the workouts, get you to, you know, eat better, get you to sleep better, all those little things.
Dr. Wells, let's leave it there. We'll come back. We'll kind of finish that up. I'm here with Dr. Wells, author of Superbodies, Peak Performance Secrets from the World's Best Athletes. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.